Blog Talk Radio.
Unbreakable. Yeah. Unbreakable.
Wow. What's up, babies? It's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned into the Intune Radio Show. I mean, I'm sitting over here and, you know, I'm just jamming, and I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling inspired, and I'm feeling like the strength and empowerment every single time I hear this song. Not to say that Karen hasn't, you know, put out, like, other awesome songs, because she has, and I know them all, trust me. I just won't bore you guys with it. And I'd rather you guys just go log on to her website, which is karensworld.me, and that's KarensWorld.me, and get your copy today. What's so awesome about Karen, and I don't even know if she realizes this, you know, that she's just amazing on so many different levels. And I myself, I'm just totally blown away about the opportunity to get to talk to her tonight. And I don't know, I'm just really trying to control myself, guys. So for the first time ever, you'll see Miss P go in and out of groupie mode, not once, but probably a few 100 times. The length of this whole entire interview, you guys will see me spazzing out. So get used to it and don't judge me. So Miss Karen White, again, will be in tunes in a few. And, you know, I just wanted to give you guys a little update on her. She possesses one of the most memorable, distinctive voices ever heard in popular music. She's an accomplished singer, songwriter, who has etched herself into the music history with her smash hits. She just had that female anthem, Superwoman, that we all could relate to. And it made international waves, and she sold over 1 million units because of Certified Gold named Billboard R&B Song of the Year in 1989. She is a superwoman for real, Karen White. And, I mean, like I said again, I have her music. Every single track, and that's how much I'm in love with Karen White, okay? Not just because she's a beauty, because, you know, it's always good to have beautiful things to look at, and she is definitely an amazing, amazing individual, but just because of the things that she's singing about and the things that she's putting out into the universe says so much to me. And anyone who's developing into their self, or is a woman for that matter, who has gone through ups, downs, and tribulations in life, you totally, you know, can resonate with this song. If you can't, then there's something missing. There's something missing, because anything that she puts out in the universe has a story behind it for us to gravitate to and learn from. So that's why I love Karen White so much. I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off, because, again, guys, you know, like, I'm getting all into groupie mode, and you guys know how I feel about that. But it's happening because I realize that I'm stuttering, and I'm all like, blah, blah, blah. So to avoid all of that for the moment, I'm going to play another track from her CD, and definitely hope you guys, again, go onto her website and gain by, you know, getting her CD, because it's an awesome CD, and I play it every day religiously all the time. And you can find all her info, her pictures, her news, her press, her photos, her videos, everything at karensworld.me, and that's KarensWorld.me. All about Karen, all of them on the website, so check it out. So in the meantime, like I said, while we wait for her to tune in, let's play another track, and this one is called Seize the Day, another inspiring title. Let me know what you guys think, and totally give me a call on at 818-495-6975 if you want to talk to Karen, because all those who tune into the show also know that I like an interactive show. If you're a scaredy cat, then you can definitely use the interactive chat room that is open during our live broadcasts. But I would hope that people just gather up the, you know, the balls, so to speak, to just dial in and talk when I have guests on, because, you know, how many times every day could you say that you get to talk to certain people that you listen to or you look up to over the years, you know? So definitely, again, the number is 818-495-6975, and you will be on live with Miss White and Miss P. So in the meantime and around time, let's play Seize the Day as we waited for Miss White to give us a call in.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything. Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In-Tune Show.
Yay. So shout out to Lavert too for sending me that drop. And for all those just tuning in, which I'm totally excited that you're here because the woman that I love so much is on with us tonight. I have no words. No, I do have words. I need the words in order to interview her tonight. So the first song that we play was Unbreakable, which is one of my favorite, and then Seize the Day. So without further ado, let's get Miss White on the line. How you doing tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am about to faint. How about that? So I hope you have your finger on the 9 for 911.
Oh, you're sweet. You're so sweet. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Definitely, and I appreciate you taking the time because, like I said, when I told, you know, Jay, I was like, you know what, I will kill someone to get her on this show.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm so serious. So the chat room, people are in there, they're ready to gain, and it's all exciting, exciting, exciting. So I know that I can't keep you on so long because you're a busy woman. So I just wanted to just dig right in. If it's okay, is it okay to call you Karen or do you prefer Miss White?
Oh, you can call me Karen.
Yay. Okay, so first Miss White, Miss White, Karen. See, I'm nervous. You got me nervous. You know, I've been loving you forever.
You can say Miss White, whatever.
Okay, whatever comes to my mind, right? Because listen, can I just tell you that, you know, the reason why I love you so much, first of all, then I'll go into all my questions and stuff, is basically because you're one of the first people, because I grew up in a household of just strictly religion. It was no music other than gospel played in that house.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when my aunt came to live with us, she came along with a Karen White CD. She came along with a Lavert CD and a Ruby Turner CD. So when my grandmother left the house, you know, she played that music and Secret Rendezvous came on. And I was just like, what is this? Who is this? You know, it was like one of those awakenings. So ever since then, I've been like a Karen White fanatic, honestly. Every iPod that I change, every computer with the new iTunes download upgrades, whatever, it all happens. In a gym, it all happens. So to me, this is bigger than just saying, hey, I had Karen White on the show. It's bigger than that for me. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I totally understand because when music makes that kind of connection of a time and a season, and it's just something that you can relate to in your childhood. So I know what you're saying. Those experiences, they never leave you. So that's what, you know, I really understand because I feel the same way, you know, there's artists and that I feel the same way too, just like a Stevie Wonder song or Roberta Flack. It just takes me back to like the place where I lived and grew up. So I totally understand.
Yay, I'm glad you do, because I'm not a stalker, Karen. I'm not a stalker at all, but I do love you.
And now you have your own radio show. Now, how ironic is that? I'm going from a totally gospel critic, you know. So, I mean, I'm sure you found your way from them, from the parents. I'm not sure what music you listen to, but. You know.
I listen to it all because I just feel like, you know what, we live once and you can still be religious and still have your beliefs and your faith, but you can also enjoy certain things to a certain limit. So with that being said, this is all about you.
Okay.
This is all about you. So tell us, how did you go from being a beauty pageant winner to a worldwide singing sensation?
Man, it's interesting because growing up in Los Angeles, first of all, I'll say it was just, you know, it's a blessing because who gets that opportunity to really, you know how you can have a dream but you're in Iowa somewhere. And so it's like to be here and to see like you know, I would hear about, you know, auditions and things like that for, you know, where there's, where the people were really there. And so at 17, you know, O'Brien, who was such, I don't know if you remember him, he was Don Cornelius' protege, his first artist.
Mm-hmm.
He sang the Soul Train theme song. Anyway, he was on the road, and he was like our Eric Benet back at that time. And so, you know, I auditioned for him at 17. And I was also, before that, I auditioned, you know, the group Switch. El DeBarge, his older brother Bobby DeBarge, had a group called Switch, and the drummer put together this group that I was in. So I was able to just, like, really, my dreams were so close because I was, like I said, I would actually go to Motown, go to their rehearsals. And so I just really, it was just such a blessing. Like I said, the location of where I lived, and then just my work ethic, you know, because I always tell, I have an artist now that I'm working with, and I say, wow, it's so tough. And I, you know, but I could not see that I wasn't going to make it. And my faith was just thick. And it's not like I was just the greatest singer, but my faith and my work ethic was so strong. So I just, you know, and of course God's got to bless it, and it's got to be in your, you know, in the cards for you, as far as I'm saying. I'm really just grateful. That's all I can say. I mean, just working with the amazing producers that I've worked with, and just the whole way, the whole journey. So, I mean, I'm excited about life, and just that's how that happened. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So growing up, who were your musical influences?
Wow. Very diverse, because I really listen to a lot of male singers. And I love that, because I don't, when people hear me, it's kind of like, I hate the fact that once somebody could say, like, you sound like such and such, and it's another female. To me, that's like an insult, because I really don't, I never really wanted to sound like someone. So growing up, it would be, you know, Stevie Wonder, of course, Donny Hathaway, Luther, Prince, Michael, and then, you know, women that I just, you know, Gladys Knight, incredible, but just Isley Brothers, Ron Isley, but mainly a lot of male singers, Al Jarreau, mm-hmm. George Benson. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, and I like the way you said that, because, in all honesty, not because I'm such a Karen White fanatic, which I am, by the way, and I'm going to keep reiterating that forever, even off air, but just because you do have a different sound, that if I heard your voice, and I'm not, like, standing in front of it and know what's happening, I know it's you. So you definitely set yourself apart from, like, a lot of different female, you know, artists out there, which is amazing in itself. So, yeah, good job. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I wanted to say one more thing, too, when I
think about
it, because I don't want to forget this. Al Green, I really,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was incredible. I mean, because, you know, that's where Prince and Maxwell and D'Angelo, I just wanted to go see D'Angelo the other day. So it's just a trip.
How was that?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, and he's amazing. And just, you know, I do a show, and I'm very funky, and I do, you know, I'm very into the whole organic part about doing a live show. It's not being in the moment and just musicianship, and my influence is there, Prince and really strong Prince, so, and Sheila E. and, you know, things like that, to where you have, like, you know, real flystone, real musicians, real hits, James mm-hmm. Brown, Tina Turner, so I kind of do that, but people kind of, if you don't know me, you come to that show, you go like, whoa, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that's the error, and that's, you know, that's probably the most fun I have. I get really emotional. So, like, I don't know. My daughter went to go see me perform. It's like, I don't really know what I'm going to do. I'm, like, turning around like a little ballerina, and then I'm on the floor. I mean, I just really get into my music. And if the fans are giving me love, it's either that, who knows what the heck I'm going to do.
Right, exactly, and I can totally, totally understand that. So for you, because not to make it like, okay, this is a bad thing, so don't get me wrong, but as far as, like, you know, I've been, like, looking at all your videos and trying to catch up as much as I can on what's happening, and I noticed that you stated that you think that people would get tired of you if you were on Twitter a lot. And I'm just like, Karen, really? Really, Karen, no, give me more.
I don't really have as much I'm still, you know, getting updated on all the social media. I mean, I'm just now getting Facebook under control. So the Twitter thing, I mean, I guess it is. You know, my thing is, I just want to have something, especially because I have a book, Carpe Diem, which is, you know, to seize the day. And it's quotes and affirmations, especially in this time frame that we're in, to uplift and to inspire. And so I want to tweet, you know, stuff from my book. And but I guess, you know, you can tell me this, you know, this is y'all world. So, you know, I guess that's what you want, huh? Reality, reality, reality.
You know what it is? I noticed that from a lot of the supporters and stuff, and, you know, I hate to really say fans and stuff, but some people will take you to fan mode, like you today, because the whole time I'm tripping, like, Karen White, Karen White, and I'm screaming this through everywhere I'm going today. I'm in a supermarket, like, Karen White, and everybody's turning around, like, where? I'm like, no, I'm going to talk to her later, dudes. Tune in.
Exactly.
All right, so
the funny thing
about it is, like, I don't think that anyone will ever get tired of you. The other day I tweeted that you will be on this Saturday, and I mean, people that I didn't even know, it was like a ricochet effect. Seriously.
Wow.
It was just like from one person to the next, and I said it has to be like a good feeling to know that people know and they realize and they're just excited about the whole new project that you have out. You know, so now my excitement is trying to just kind of gravitate them to the website. Like, go get the album. Go get the album.
Thank you.
Show me how excited
because...
you are by getting the album. No.
And, you know, I just want to say thank you because, like, you know, I couldn't do it without people like you because that's what it's all about today. It's just like you said, we're all networking, helping each other. But, I mean, I'm so excited because I had really lost my desire. I went through a really bad time. You know, I went through a divorce with my ex, super producer, Terry Lewis. My mother was dying at the same time. It was just a hard transition for me in my life, and I just kind of lost my desire to sing. I remember being married, right, and saying, okay, I'm never going to get a divorce. I'm never going to do what these other artists have done. I'm not going to say the name. But, you know, and then that wound up becoming me. So I felt like I was a success as a person. I mean, as an artist, I reached my goals, and I'm very, you know, like I have tunnel vision. Don't give me a goal because I'm crazy with it. But my life, my person, and how I was growing, and I wasn't happy with who I was becoming. And so that part of me, you know, I just felt like I needed to really sit down and just really, like, the Lord really dealt with me, just my character, my personality, how, you know, just all of the things that the industry doesn't care about, you know, their thing is just making records and be hot, you know. So I just really found myself just saying, you know, let me just raise my daughter. And I never really thought I was going to go away, but, you know, I never sing again until 17 years later. But unfortunately, you know, I just kind of said, okay, well, maybe I'm content with what has happened. And, you know, I'll just close the chapter on that. But God had other plans. So it's so funny how when he laughed at our plans because, you know, now I'm singing again and I'm like kicking myself in the butt because I'm really starting over. Because, you know, when I went to record companies and, you know, when we were going to put it out and stuff, they're like, she's been gone so long. You know, why was she gone? Well, you know, who would do that? It's like starting all over. So it really hurt me to do that. But the great thing is that, you know, when you have the songs like I had, it really just showed, like, wow, people don't really forget, you know what I mean, those classic songs. And so it's just been, I'm grateful. I'm in the grateful position. I'm grateful that my voice is stronger, better. So I can't lose right now because I'm just, you know, I can see it's all a blessing.
Absolutely. And there's no way you can lose with that voice. I don't care what you're doing, okay? You can go through whatever it is that you can go through because, please, girl, I was listening to you sing, and I was like, wow, trying to do it. And my friend Phoenix and I was on the phone, and I'm just like, okay, playing a song back to back. I'm like, yeah, you know Karen's coming on tonight. And she's like, yeah, I know, Precious. I know. And I'm more like, unbreakable, you know, singing in her ear. We're supposed to be having a conversation.
Precious, I got to sing it to you.
Yes, definitely. You have to send it to me. And I want an autograph copied, by the way.
Oh,
I just had to put that out there.
You know what, too? I'm going to tell you this, though, because this is a great story. So when you see the video, you'll be like, shout out. I did these 21-year-old girls that live in Sacramento that are getting in there. And it's my best video. And I'm telling you, I've only paid $650 for this video. So when you see it's just my best video that I've ever done. And I spent $300,000 when I was a Warner Bros. So
right.
Can you believe that? And I'm tripping. So technology is just incredible today.
Mm-hmm.
So So it's just amazing, and I love the underdog. I love working with the new, and like I'm glad I'm doing your show because I'm excited about your future and what you're going to be doing. And so I just really love the way the world is. We can really, there is no reason, you know, to, like you said, we can reach our dreams. We can keep dreaming, and it's exciting to see where all of this is going to go with all of us. That's it. You know,
absolutely.
The social media and everything. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, with that being said, did you anticipate that your hit Superwoman would have been a defining effect on women and become like sort of like a national anthem, so to speak, for women all over the world?
Yeah, this is at Japan, and it's crazy. No, I had no idea. I remember, you know, the young baby face in L.A., Reed, working with them, and I'm so blessed that they, like, because everybody wanted to work with Ellie and Faith. I mean, and the fact that, like, that song is such a powerhouse song, and it's an anthem. So I was like, at first I was kind of like, can I do this? You know, because I was young, and I'm like, I don't really know. I'm not having really lived life like that. You know what I mean? To where I really get what really being a superwoman is. Because that takes, you know, some years and going through some stuff. And I was, you know, I was young 20s, but I'm really glad that they believed in me and gave me that song because, you know, I had no idea, I mean, that it would really have such an impact. And it's so funny because the song says, I'm not your superwoman, but people call me Superwoman. So I'm like, okay, I guess I can do anything.
Exactly. It's true because you do write your own music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I learned from, you know, I was just meeting with somebody today. We're doing an artist development thing, and I, you know, when you've been groomed by people like Babyface in L.A. and Jimmy and Perry, it's kind of hard not to get it, you know. And I always have been blessed to have some extremely talented people, you know, and I just kind of soak it up. And so I'm excited to do it this time because I don't have the big names, but there's people that I believe are the next future. And like I said, I love the underdog. So Derek Allen, Jay Ali. You know, these guys have worked on my album, and so I'm just excited because, you know, it's the new day, and, you know, I'm definitely back with a vengeance, and I still sound like Tara White, but I think better.
Absolutely. So is it okay if I take a few callers? Because on the Intune show, I love to have, you know, people interact with our guests. So let's take a few callers and see how amazing they want to say you are, because I know that's what it's all about. Caller 513, you're on the line with Karen and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you, lady?
Good. How are you?
Okay. This is Laverna calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yay.
And first of all, I want to say to Miss White, I've been a fan since your first CD. You are incredible. And I got to tell one story. I saw you perform, well, it's now called the Macy's Music Festival. It's a music festival that's held here in Cincinnati every year a few years ago, and you turned the place out. And I just wanted to know, what have you been up to the last few years? Because you've been very quiet, and we need artists like you in the industry.
Girl, I know. I've been very, extremely quiet. Like, raising my daughter. I just raised her, and she's, you know, she's going to Howard now. I hear a fever. What is a fever?
Oh, okay. Will you be touring anytime soon?
Yes. I'm starting. We just actually, I did San Francisco, and I just came up from Japan. So I wish I could have done the Essence Festival, but I didn't have my stuff together to do that yet. But I'll be doing stuff soon. I'm hoping to do some dates in the fall. So look for me. Trying to do some dates in the audition.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so just one for me. Go on my Facebook my website. I will have everything. KarenWhite.com.
Oh, I will definitely check that out.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is so wonderful to see you back on the scene. We have missed you.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel good because in an industry that only remembers today and they don't remember yesterday, it's really, really nice to know that that was in there. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are very welcome, and you do take care. And looking
you
forward
too.
To seeing you here in Cincinnati.
I know. That's where LA is from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, LA.
Yeah,
really, yeah. I remember going there with him. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he, along with Baby Pants, produced your first album.
Right, exactly. So he's your own. Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate you giving a call in, and, you know, please stay in tune by going to Karen's website. And, again, the website is karensworld.me, and that's KarynsWorld.me. And enjoy the site because it's beautiful, very interactive, and she has some gorgeous pictures up there of herself and videos and a lot of other awesome stuff that you can gain from. So definitely stay in tune by, you know, going on her website.
Oh, I will do that.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. You ladies have a good one.
You too, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
What's wrong with your feedback? Was it her phone?
No, what that was because she has it on where she's trying to hear herself also.
Oh.
You know, in the background. So it just kind of like deflects everything and just gives that craziness. So anyone
right.
who wants to call in again, please do not have that thing on like that. I wanted to say something, and I normally do, but I was just trying to keep it cool because it was her first time calling in.
Oh,
but I'm very direct, and I didn't want to be like a meanie. Like, could you please, like, turn that down a little bit? But definitely going for it in the future, my love. If you call in, it's all good, but we just need that not to happen so we can have an awesome interview when we play it back. Yeah, so I just have a few more questions, Karen, and then I'm going to let you go. Because I know that you have things to do. And the next thing I should say is, what was the inspiration for your new CD and your ebook that you have out?
Wow. Okay. This is what it was. I was, you know, Jay King, who was my manager, finally got me to see, like, okay, Karen, you should do a record, because I wanted to do, you know, I'm working with artists and I was executive producing and I was happy in that role. So he's like, okay, you know, you really need to think about this. So I'm like, nobody cares about me. I'm, you know, it's all about the future, young hotness, flag, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I started to, you know, go in the studio, and as I was starting to prepare for the song, I got sick, and I had to do, like, I had to have three surgeries, girl. Three surgeries in a month, first of all.
Wow.
Right, so it was some female stuff. But the thing was, I was only supposed to have one surgery, and I wound up having three. So as I was in the hospital and I was just on the second surgery, the Lord just kind of spoke to me about, you know, just, you know, seizing the day and, you know, and just the whole, everything what I was doing. And so Carpe Diem kind of came to me, and that's when I started writing, along with my friend, Tony Haynes, who is, you know, he writes a lot of lyrics with me. So I just said, I want to talk about, you know, just being positive and overcoming and living in the moment of today. And so that's really where that started. And it's like a movement, because it really, as I was doing this, I was speaking to myself, because I was getting discouraged too, because like I said, this is three surgeries. And I'm like in the middle of finishing my record, and I'm like, why all of a sudden now, I've been healthy all these years, now I want to put out a record, you know, what the heck? But God is good, and I just really didn't get crazy and distracted like I kind of can sometimes. And I just really trusted God, and everything worked out. The surgeries went well, and that's where Carpe Diem was born. So it's a movement of, you know, and then especially like with me being, you know, in my 40s, and then just telling, a lot of people feel like once they get out of their 20s, it's kind of like, okay, either the best of life was behind them. And I really want to say no. You know, to me, I feel wiser, I feel better, stronger, and I want to encourage everyone to seize the day, you know, just because, you know, you can still dream and still carry out these dreams that, you know, go back to school, encouraging people to just keep at it and don't give up, because that's really, we're in a tough economy, a tough time, and the world is so, you know, having the computer and the internet and just the whole social media, the world became really small. So everything is changing, and so we really have to get a young mindset to look at things in a whole other way and get out of the box with how we used to think. And I'm excited to do that in the industry that I'm in, especially because now I can reach my audience directly. I don't need a label, per se, like I did. Warner Brothers spent millions of dollars on my name, so there's no reason for me not to be an entrepreneur and do this thing myself. So I want to encourage other artists to also, you know, say, if Karen White can do it, shoot, I can do it too. And it's taking ownership of your destiny. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm building it small because I'm used to it in a big way. You know, everyone would know I had a record to be on the radio. Warner Brothers would have spent, you know, millions of dollars for you to know that. But now it's just Karen White Enterprises doing it. And it's smaller, but it's steady. And I'm building, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited to be doing it. And the fact that I own myself, because, you know, that's the best thing that you can do is build your own brand right now. So that's where I'm at, and that's why the record is titled Carpe Diem, which is a Latin phrase for seize the day.
Awesome. For those that never heard your music before, you know, explain your sound in like 5 words, if you can.
Ooh, emotion, passion, fire.
I love it. There was no hesitation in that.
Oh, yeah. I told you, I'm too damn emotional. I'm like, I'm singing on stage and I'm crying. I'm like, okay, stop. You got to get through the song. No, because I really believe what I sing, and I really, man, it's just, yeah. So I would stay there, and I have to. If I'm not feeling the song and it's not a truth in it, especially like with Unbreakable, what do I call him? I adopted him when I was younger, Terry and I. His name is Brandon Lewis. He wrote the song Unbreakable. And when he sent it to me, I was like, I mean, I wound up flipping it. It didn't sound nothing like it sounds when you hear it now. But I was like, I am breakable. I'm a woman. What do you mean I'm unbreakable? I was like, you know, my heart, it will break. Don't treat me bad. I'm not trying to say I got it like that. And so I flipped it, and I was like, no, I won't ever let a person break my spirit. That's unbreakable. Because women, we go through things in relationships, and you know, it really, that's the scary thing about being a woman is that you can really, like, your whole world, a man can, like, turn that bad boy upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be, like, in a whole nother, you know what I mean? It could really blow your mind. So my whole thing is, like, at the end when I say, you can't break me, you know, I'll go through something, but I'm not going to ever let a person break my spirit. And that's for God. And I'm not, that doesn't belong to men. So that's what I'm talking about. And there's a strength. It's a humbling strength because I believe in, you know, chivalry, and I'm not trying to be this superwoman to where I feel like, oh, I don't need a man. No, I want a man. But it's all got to be lined up in God's way. You know, there's an order to doing things. So that's the kind of woman I am, and that's what I want to project. Just, you know, encouraging women to just, you know, really be what, it's simple, you know, just walk in your greatness. And so, and I, you know, songs like Sister, Sister, which is an anthem to the sisters to love each other more. It's like a love song to my sisters saying, you know, let's stop hating on each other. And, you know, when the man is tripping, why are we tripping with each other instead of, you know, checking the homeboy? You know, so I've dealt with all these situations, and I've been the woman like that. I'm the woman that'll call the girl and be like, hey, let's go talk. You know, I don't trip on her. Because I know that you're probably telling her the same thing as me. So I'm that girl. And then we wind up being best friends.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, Karen, being a mom, just first being an artist, you know, because that came first. You know, being a wife, being a mom, being extraordinary to me and to others. And, you know, everyone is tweeting how, you know, I'm on live with the beautiful Karen White, blah, 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 Karen White is on and whatever. It's just amazing. And I'm just totally excited because I know, and I knew that this would be just an awesome experience, not just for myself, because I love you and adore you so much, but just for other women out there. And just for the record, there are only women tuned in right now. But that's how I wanted it to be, honestly, because the women out here need to be in tune and really need to get back to where, you know, the words, like the words in your song, like me minus you equals strong, taking that presence over their life and smiling, even and learning through the pain, even when it hurts.
You are so right. And I say that. I've made it through the pain. And it's so important, man. It's so important. That's why I say that, really, about our order, because women, we really can make a man our God, our everything. And it's scary because I have a daughter right now, right? And she's 19, and she just got a promise ring from a guy, you know. I mean, I like him, but she's like, you know, we're going to get married after college. And I'm just like, okay. Trying not to be too, like, because I'm like, you know, it maybe he may be the one, but I just, you know, she's my baby, and I'm like, just, you know, I see how, I see herself and me, I see women, we just really give so much, and I just want to make sure she doesn't get hurt in that, you know, so I would tell her, I'm like, there's a season for everything, Ashley. I said, when I was your age, you know, I was touring the world, I was working, I was getting it in, I wasn't thinking about a man until I accomplished my goal, so I was trying to tell her, I was like, you know, a man can be a distraction, too. There's always going to be a man there, you know. So it's like, just please stay focused in college and your dreams. And then, you know, there's seasons to life. You got to say, okay, this is the season I'm at. This next thing is this. So I just hope that she just can really, like, pull it together. And I try to, you know how you grow.
Guide her.
You
try to guide her.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
she'll
you know,
be fine with a mom like you. She'll be absolutely fine. No, I'm serious, though. She would definitely be fine. You know, she's going to drive us, have us, like, pull our hair out, because I'll probably be thinking about it afterwards. Like, I hope Ashley's not acting silly, you know, like she's my child. But as you know, because I'm a woman, and I've been there, done that, and I totally know how it can be as well. So it's like I have a son, so I'm definitely like that, even though he's a boy. Like, no, well, do you think that, you know, and then, but then I realize that, you know, I have to give him that space in order to develop into himself so he can start making the correct decisions, because I'm not going to be around always to, you know, cater to every little thing that he needs to be done. So we don't want certain things, but we do have to allow those certain things to take place for them to gain for themselves.
And then it goes back to, like you said, how you grew up, not listening to. So the main thing is, like, your foundation in the Word and knowing what God says about everything.
Yes.
So that's what I go back to. I'm like, don't listen to mommy. Read this. This is wisdom. It's here for you in this book. God, I mean, you know, this is examples of people from Solomon to Noah, to Paul, everybody. They're telling you their story. So you got to read it, and you got to be able to see, like, okay, don't do this. This is going to do that. And so I just really, you know, I'm excited, and I got to encourage you women, entrepreneurs. I was doing, even when I wasn't doing music, Precious, I was doing interior design, and I built an empire in real estate. And I was just having a mentor. I would tell people, like, you know, because I wasn't doing music anymore. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Carrie and I built this 30,000 square foot. I don't even know. You can't even call it a house. Because what's 30,000 square foot? I mean, crazy. So I built home in Minnesota with him. So after we got a divorce, you know, I was in the whole mindset of, like, okay, interior design. And so I wound up meeting with some people and just really learning and just saying, okay, what am I going to do? I'm not just going to sit down and, you know, so I really have, you know, just the thing about, you know, business and learning and understanding how money works. And I just want to tell all the women, you know, there's like different, there's like a Cloverdale account, I want to say, that we should have going, you know, and there's systems in line that a lot of wealthy people use. So you don't wait until you get 18 and then try to say, I want to put my kids to college. And there's just systems, like if you opened up a Cloverdale account when your child is, you know, 1 year old, and then you have everybody annually, instead of giving him Nikes and all kind of other crap, you say, okay, deposit money into this account. And then, you know, you would be surprised at what you would have, you know, if you're planning for it. It's just our people, we really got to learn how to plan, and especially with this economy that we're in. And I also use the project called Bank on Yourself. And I'm saying these things because I want the women to Google this. Bank on Yourself, which is money, you know, I use from an insurance policy to finance my out and my videos, everything that I'm doing, my movement. this money came from there, but yet I still get a death policy. I still get something if it happens to my daughter. You know, it leaves her something. I could borrow this money and act as a bank. So these are financial tools that I want to let, you know, women, and well, men too, but I'm really speaking to my sister since that's who's on the phone. But, yeah, I just want to encourage them to really get savvy about how money works and to and I'm not talking about you have to have millions and hundreds. I'm talking about just working class women. You'd be surprised at, you know, what you can do. So I just want to put that out there. And if anybody wants to talk to me more about any kind of financial stuff, and, you know, I would love to answer questions and give, you know, recommendations, and because I'm really into empowering women.
Absolutely.
Karen, what is that?
Yeah, definitely. So how can people reach out to you? Should they tweet you or hit you on the website or?
I know. I just got a new website, and it'll have a blog on there. So that's going to be probably up this week. And that would be great if they want to talk to me and ask me questions, because I'll be blogging with them. But if not, you know, my Karen White Facebook, that's definitely the best place that I'm checking all the time. And I'm trying to get the Twitter thing on. Somebody's actually kind of doing that for me, but I'm going to take over soon.
Yeah, because you was missing some awesome stuff that I was tweeting about you now. Now let me start.
I know, Precious. You're right, Precious, and I'm sorry. I'm keeping it 100. You're right. I got to get with it because I would have seen all that. I'm like, oh, Precious.
Exactly, because I was all in it. Like, you went to Japan? Yay. Karen went to Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like that.
Okay, I promise. I'm going to get on it. I got to set my game.
You take your time. I'm not going nowhere, and I'm not losing no, like, trends on you. Now that I have you in my sights, and it took me forever, you would have thought I was a detective girl to get to you, because this is what happens. I went crazy until
thank
I got with you,
so
and Jay is a funny guy. But I finally broke him down to get you.
He is a character. Well, me and him be boxing, girl.
Yeah, I've seen a little clip of that on your website when he was like, well, why would you do this? And he was like, because.
I know. Just like he was trying to tell me, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm always arguing. I'm like, okay, now, you know, it's great, though, because we're really like, I can
yeah,
say
he's awesome.
We're winners. And the whole point is that we're going to do the work, Precious, just like you. You build, you know, build it and they will come. You just, you know, and I was telling someone, how do you know? You just keep doing the work. I don't know, but I'm faithful that it's going to happen. It's got to happen because I'm not going to stop. And so that's where it has to be. So let's just, you know, hey, carpe diem, seize the day.
That's right. So keep me in the loop for everything. I want to help you promo. I want to help you do everything. I mean, in my mind, I hope this is not the last time you're speaking, because whatever it is that I can help, you can utilize this platform to whatever way you need to use it, as far as like, hey, you could tell him to tell me, this is what's happening, plug it so that all the supporters can know. I definitely want to stay in touch, because there's no way I can lose grips of my inspiration.
You know what? Well, then we'll do that, and I'll probably give you my email and number and stuff. Where are you at? You're in
I'm in New York.
Oh, I thought you had in New York. Oh, you're in New York. You are.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it in New York?
Yes.
I love it. So are you out there by yourself or family or?
No, my entire family basically is here and based in Virginia. So, you know, it's like one of those things.
Wow. Okay. And this is what you want to do.
Well, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do in terms of empowerment, because there has to be some type of platform for that, because there's too many mainstream radio shows that are too focused on the main end celebrities talking about a bunch of nothing. But they're not talking about ways to empower, ways that people can gain by helping them do resumes, helping them, you know, network their businesses if they're just getting off their feet. So it's wonderful when I have awesome people like yourself on the show. I love it. But it's not just about that. Getting in tune is getting in tune with the world around you and the people in it, because we all live together as one. So if you're never aware of what's happening around you, you drop the ball a lot. And I'm tired of people dropping balls and talking about how, did she just do that or did he just do that, when I can just kind of bring people together through this platform and have them gain. So it's like leading a horse to water. Sometimes they'll drink, sometimes they won't. But people are getting more in tune, and I'm grateful for that. And you being on the show definitely helps people know that, you know, listen, Karen is here on the Into show. So Ms. P went up and beyond to have you on because, like I said, I wanted to have people on the show that resonated, that helped me along my way in life and still does. Your songs, you know, still today echo in my head. And I know every single word to each song, and that's what's so sick about it. Like I said, I'm not a stalker, no.
Wow.
I just love you. That's all. I love you to pieces.
Oh, well, thank you. And now, you know what? I definitely, you know what? You make my heart flatter over here. Here, Pat, I just want to thank you because, you know, like I said, you just do it because you love it. And to have
mm-hmm.
someone appreciate it, you know, it's just, you know, you don't know who you're touching. So I thank you for that. And I definitely want to be working with you on the future, doing something in a platform that's amazing for us superwomen. And I know God will let us know what that is.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Before I let you go, one more call, because I'll get beat up.
Okay.
I'll get beat up if I don't. 770,
okay.
You on the call, on the line with Miss P and Karen. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Miss P. This is Chai. Hey, I just actually came back from the skate park with my son, but I had forgot, to be honest with you, because there's so much, and I just happened to see it on Facebook. And so I said, well, let me try to call in or at least chat, say something, say hi, whatever, because I try to, you know, support you as much as I can.
Thank you so much,
but the thing, you're welcome. But what I really like is with you, with the Intune show with Miss P, like you were saying, a lot of people, they're looking at the fact that you have this legend, this wonderful dynamic woman, Karen White, on your show. But it's more than about having a celeb on your show. It is much deeper than that because I think with a lot of women, especially brown complexion women, a lot of them feel they have to bow down and give themselves in ways that they don't want to and compromise, you know, their true self just to succeed and have things in life and to become successful. But you don't have to do that. It may not be as easy and it may not come as fast, but eventually it'll come. And I would rather hold on to my self-respect and my integrity than, you know, and get it coming slower than have it to come faster and I had to sell my soul to the devil.
Absolutely.
So,
is there anything that you want to say to Miss White today before I let her go, because I have to let her go in a sec?
Oh, yes. I wanted to say to you, Miss Carrie White, how are you? My name is Charles Lewis, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just wanted to say to you that even when I was a child, growing up with your music, it was always just because we're close to the same age, actually. So I guess I'm always a teenager. We always was real fond of your music, always really loved your music. And this song, it was a song that you and Keith Washington had created together. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to pass out when I first heard that song. And I thought we thought I was so in love. And so I was engaged to this guy. We were engaged for like 4 years. And I just thought that was going to be our wedding song, please. Oh, well. But I just want to know, you're a very inspirational woman. I always have watched you. Like, I'm a quiet, I sit back, I watch a lot of stuff. I learned to do that. I learned to do that the hard way. So I sit back and I watch a lot of things versus just being in the front. I like to be behind the scenes and watch stuff go, how things go on. And one thing I can say about you, being in that kind of arena, in that industry, you have always maintained your dignity. And that is just phenomenal. And I want to say thank you so much for being that light for us women to let us know that, you know, we don't have to deny self to have anything that we desire in life or our career and our goals. We need to be and desire to be in life without compromising, you know, ourselves.
Oh, exactly. Thank you so much. I definitely respect what you're saying. I feel you.
Okay, thank you so much, Chaz. Can you want to tell everybody about your magazine really quick so I can let Miss White go before she kills me?
No, you can go ahead and let her go, but, you know, thank you. It's zmagazine.com, Z as a zebra, H as a horse, E as an elephant, magazine.com. You all can Google us, and then it'll lead you to all of our sites and links and everything. But I did want to mainly call in just to say that because so imperative, especially these days for brown women to understand, young brown women, that they do not have to sell their soul to the devil to have anything they want in life. No matter all.
Thank you so much, Tess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so Karen, I hope your experience here has not been a total like, oh my God, I wish I never did it. I hope that is, you know, it was
now
a good experience.
It was an incredible experience, and I'm just enjoying it. It's just awesome. I mean, you know, this is inspiration to me to keep going.
Yeah.
That's what I need. You know, it's like, it gets tough. You
it
know?
Really does.
This is how it is. You know, so it's just that confirmation. It's like, stay on the path, you know.
Right.
You know,
so is there any parting words that you would leave for any women or men out there?
Wow, yeah. There is only now. Put as little trust in the future and just know that today is the day. You know, you have to look at life today because tomorrow is not promised.
Absolutely. Karen, mm-hmm. Thank you so much again. I mean, you missed all my tweets, but I might as well try to summarize them real quick and then let you go. Again, I think the world of you, and you have no idea how many others think that you're just as amazing as I do. You're more than an inspiration to all that listens to your music and gain insight on you. You have given to the world for years and years, and I'm just so elated that you have taken the steps to, like, give more. And I know sometimes giving takes away, but at least you had a break. So you have some time to yourself. But now we just look forward to everything that you have to offer us. And, you know, and it just helps so many people, whether you realize it or not, on a woman aspect, that need those songs of, you know, clarity, that need those songs of uplifting and empowerment, because one little thing sometimes, or one little track, or one little thing that you can gain out of the song can change someone's world forever. And I know that your music has changed mine, and for that I'm really, really grateful, and I'm more than blessed for this opportunity to have you on the show today. And I only look forward to all that you have to come. So stay connected.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have an amazing evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yay, guys. So that was Karen White, and I'm still super hype. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably go and run around the block 18 times like, Karen, just amazing. Just, you know, a great, great spirit. And the thing that's so amazing about her is that, you know, she wasn't afraid to say, hey, I had to take a hiatus, and yay, these things are happening in my life, which are realistic to anyone's life. Like, I'm getting divorced, and then I had to learn how to do this financially, and I had to learn how to do this and that, and then I have my daughter, and I'm trying to filter that situation. It just shows that people that are in the limelight, they do go through and experience the things that we do as well. And that's why, when it comes down to people saying, well, you can never get this person on your show, you better think again, because whatever I say that I want to do in life, whether it happens today or tomorrow, it's going down, okay? So stay in tuned on the InTune show, because starting next week, I'm going to have it where our guests will be in tuned with our listeners. So if there's anyone on the calendar, and you can go to the intuneshow.com, there are some upcoming people that's up there for shows and stuff like that, and see who you want to guest host with. Is there someone on there that you, like, adore so much that you would just do anything as far as to talk to them? And I don't mean anything in a crazy sense, but anything like it was with me tonight with Miss Karen White. Like, I went for her. You guys don't know how hard it was, but it all happened. So it only gives me that inspiration and that confidence to know that I can do more. And also, just to let you guys know, today we launched our first app. So I'm terribly excited about that. You guys can either get the info off of Facebook or both of my Facebook pages. You can tweet me your email address, and I will send you the link, or you can go on Twitter and find it. So definitely download the app and stay in tune that way, because I am so excited that I have an app. I have an app. And it's going to be just so much more going on with the InTune show. It's all about empowering and gaining from each other. So if there's someone or something that you do as far as expertise, skills, knowledge, insight, or whatever, or you just started your own business, or you decided today, you know what, I want to go in the kitchen and be a chef, and I made this, and Miss P don't know how to cook, so I'm always looking for recipes, or is there anything that you do that you feel like you want to put out there, then definitely email me at intuneshow@aol.com. If there's someone that's in the community that's doing amazing things and they don't get the recognition that they need, whether it's a teacher, whether it's your mom, whether it's your sister, your cousin, they're constantly putting in the work and no one is really giving them the love that they need, then allow us to give them the spotlight by having them on the show. And you can definitely, you know, email me about this individual in a paragraph and let me know why you feel that they should get the spotlight at intuneshow@aol.com. Phoenix was nice enough to put the link for the app inside of the chat room for those that's in the chat room. The iPhone app is on the way, as she just said it. So right now we have it for Droid, but we definitely working. Well, I shouldn't say I'm working. I have Phoenix Stars Company working on it. She's an awesome person. So for all those who need anything, definitely hit her up ASAP because she has any and everything to help you with as far as business. And her rates are all reasonable. I just want to thank you all again if you're tuning in for the first time. I hope it's not your last because, you know, we have a lot of good things going on this show. And it went from one day a week in less than a year that I've been on air to 7 days a week. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm doing it, because I'm a superwoman, like Karen just said. So shout out to Fee Sexy Ma in the chat room for taking the time. I know that she's always busy. Shout out to Valencia for taking the time to, you know, tune in with us today. Shout out to guest 2308. Thank you. Shout out to Omar. Shout out to Phoenix Star 9. And shout out to Zihi Magazine for calling in and definitely supporting the Intune Show as usual. Love you guys, and, you know, without you guys, I really couldn't have accomplished what I have already. So I look forward to the continuous support. And for all those that's on the phone lines, I see you. One day I hope you guys be able to filter over to the chat rooms and filter from the chat room to calling in, okay? Because I would love to gain insight on all of you, and I would love to get to know all of you individually, okay? So start, you know, gearing up to talk to Miss P, because there's no sense of always listening to me just talk. Until tomorrow, guys, stay in tune. Have a lovely evening and drink lots and lots of water, because it is hot. Ripper.